guys. I hope your week has been treating you well. I figured this week for my ramble fap, I would try something a little bit different that people have been suggesting to me and that I thought was a really good idea. So if you happen to take a look at my profile, I am one of those people that collects fantasy cocks. So I have over 30, and I wish I had an accurate count, but it's been a busy spring, so there's some still coming in the mail, etc. Maybe for the next audio I can have a exact count. But I did receive a new toy this week that I have been really eager to try, and I figured you guys could join me as I check it out. So I will have a link to, I will have a picture of it in my profile. I know the audio subreddit can be a bit tight on links and stuff, so I'll just have it in my profile and you can find it there. So the model is a Pluto from Paladin Pleasure Sculptures. It's a pretty kind of like knobby, ribby guy with a quite large knot at the base. To be honest, it's kind of the thing that I expect would plug me right up, and then if I really wanted to, I could keep it in for a bit and maybe like go for a walk or something, but I don't think it would be particularly comfortable because it's quite large in general, and I have a smaller frame, so honestly this is one that I think I would normally warm up to instead of just sticking it in, but what's the fun in that? So a little bit about how it looks. It has this really cool rainbow effect. Well, let me start over. So the base color of it is black with kind of like a galaxy sparkle to it. It's really subtle, and I'll try to catch it in the photos or make a short video, but it's really stunning in person. I thought it was just going to be like a regular flat black, and it is so sparkly, and I can be a bit of a crow sometimes, and I love sparkly things. So when I opened up this package, I was painfully delighted because I was expecting a slightly less good looking toy, and when you see pictures of it, you'll be like, it's a bitch. It's a really gorgeous toy. I just am blown away a bit by how much prettier it is in person. And Paladin Pleasure Sculptures, everything I've got from them so far, that's how I've felt about it. It's just the stock photos look fantastic, and then it gets home and it is beyond my expectations. So if you're thinking about trying something out, I would recommend giving them a look. So where to go next, what to talk about. This is a soft firmness. For the larger toys, I really don't like hard toys. I just, a person wants to be able to like clench down on it, and firm and medium toys in the larger sculpts tend to be pretty brutal for me and kind of fuck me up a little bit, so I don't do them super often. But so anyway, this guy's soft, but I mean the squish is still like, he's still a pretty firm boy, and I'm honestly not sure if I'll be able to take the knot without warming up, so we'll see how that goes. I'll let you know how far we get it. I am going to do a really stupid thing and start without lube just to see how that goes. It's been a very busy week for me, and I've had a lot of really interesting conversations with people, and the I don't know, I'm fucking horny as shit, so we're gonna get it. So we might not need lube, to be honest. It's all cards on the table. I walked into my little closet, basically soaking through my leggings. That's how bad it's been. So there you go. And if like the setting or how my appearance is really works, does something for you, I guess, really quickly. I had a bath this morning, with a bath bomb that had cocoa butter in it, so I smell kind of nice, but like my skin's weirdly oily, and I haven't actually washed my hair in a little bit longer than I would like to admit, so I'm pretty fucking disgusting. All cards on the table. But you know, sometimes it can be really hot to just get it on with somebody who's like, they smell like themselves, you know? Like, there's no more deodorant. And, anyway, I'm getting distracted. I will take my pants off. And, so the head of this thing is at least an inch wide to start. Maybe an inch and a quarter. And I'm going down to like 3, maybe 4 inches at the knot. Again, pictures in the profile if you really are a picture person. There will not be any in use. So please do not ask. I'm really not kidding about that. But to get back to the fun part, the tip has this really beautiful smudge of like pink to orange to green, and it's okay. So I thought this toy was airbrushed when I opened it. It has this really pretty rainbow that kind of has a weird ripple to it, and the color of it almost looks like chalk paint. So it's a really beautiful toy. Anyway, without further ado, I guess. I kind of come back to, I think normally I would warm up a bit. And I'm already wet enough. So I kind of thought I would have to finger myself a bit longer, but I think we'll just go right for it, 'cause we're all here for the sauce, I think. Or not. I don't know. Maybe we'll get there. I don't know. Maybe I won't come. How funny would that be if I didn't come? Tell me how pissed you'd be. Or if you'd like it, I'll try to not come for you. So I'm just trying to, just getting the head to the entrance of my cunt, and the way the toy's designed, it scales up in size pretty quickly. Like it's triangular or conish almost. So the head already kind of the head's already enough. If the toy were just that wide all the way down, it would be enough. And I can already tell I'm gonna have to force it in to get going. You know, it's kind of embarrassing when it's such a struggle, if I'm completely honest. It's like, oh no, I have a great pussy that's super experienced and can handle anything. And then you get started, and you're like, no, please start slow. I need to be stretched a bit. So, I really am not sure if that knot's happening today, 'cause just getting the first little bit in has been like it's in, but it's already stretchy. And I'm kind of just I'm not even thrusting it very much. I'm just like rubbing it in, if that makes sense. Like pulling it out a little bit, but then trying to just grind it in a bit, I guess. One thing that I kind of like is, like off the bat, is the base is easy to hold on to. So that's part of the toy review. It, like, come back to, it's really stretchy. I can kind of feel it, where my pelvis bone is, kind of comes in tight to the back of my pussy, and you kind of have to like get around that to start hitting the really good stuff. So we just got the head past that part, so fucking yay. I only have like 3 inches in right now, and I think it's like, it's longer than that. But the stretch is really nice, and I'm really excited to get a bit better situated so I can try out those ridges, because I already know they're gonna be great. Just trying to push it in slowly so we can see how far it goes until it's too much. And I'm just gonna take a moment to adjust around it. Because I'm close. I want to say I'm close to starting to put the knot in, but I'm not. Fuck. Like I said, those ridges slap. Those are really good because they kind of are hitting right at the bottom of my G spot. And if I tilt the dildo to fuck me like if I was getting fucked from behind, it's hitting a lot of the right places. I can tell I'm not super warmed up yet because I can feel it pretty close to my cervix. Like, I have dicks that go deeper that hit my cervix more and hurt more, but this one's kind of just doing that thing where it is hitting like just the right amount, a little bit of firm pressure where it almost hurts. Sorry, I need a drink. It's good. I don't have any complaints right now. Besides, I'm really worried. Fuck, my pussy just gushed. Which is good, because how else are we gonna get that knot in if we can't get it in, I think I was saying it's good so far. Like, I'm not actually a super big fan of massive knots. I think I was saying I'm not a massive fan of knots, actually. I find I would rather more of the girth in the deeper part of my cunt than, I'm just gonna stop thrusting it for a minute and clench and focus so I can get this together. Not big fan of knots, like the swoopy boys that hit my G-spot and the fucking back walls and get in there deep. Those are my boys, and we'll talk about them eventually. I'm so sweaty. This boy has got enough length before the knot that he's hitting all of the really good spots in there, and you know, if the knot doesn't ever get in, I feel like it would be okay. You know, feels fucking great to try to get it in, because it's really, on the side of knots, though, this is one that I think I should be able to eventually take. Like, right now, fucking, let's just commit, maximum effort. Sorry, I quit halfway through, it's almost there. Sorry. Maximum effort. I'm honestly worried if it gets in. Oh, fuck. So, in order to fit the knot, it's doing that thing where it hits the back walls. And like, good spot. I want to fucking make it happen now. I'm just going to take a minute, and we're gonna get a drink, because it's important to stay hydrated. So have a drink if your water bottle's there with me. Cheers. We're fucking almost there, guys. I really didn't think that was gonna happen, but I want it too, so let's make it happen. I apologize if this ramble fact's running long, but it is a toy review, so let's fucking make sure we give it a really good test, right? I want a really fair and good review. I kind of have to come back to how soft it is. Again, it's not super soft. It's not super squishy as far as fucking silicone dicks go. Okay, we're just gonna get that in and then I'll talk. Or at least try. Fucking. Come on, it's so close. I say that, but it's kind of not either. Fucking get it in. Come on. Come on, you can do it. You can feel my fucking body trembling. I'm trying to just relax a little bit. And bear down, but not clench, so I can get it in, because it's so fucking close, and like, maybe some lube would help, but lube. Just, like, I guess I could give up and try another day, but like, it's so close, and I think it's gonna be fucking worth it. Okay. I think if I was into like major ass stretching, this would be. This would be a really good, like, massive ass plug toy. Because it does have. That knot would keep it in your ass, and it has a good safe base, so it's not gonna like fucking crawl up there, and you have to go to emergency and be one of those stories. A knot's like at the tightest spot, and it's stretching, but like not fast enough, you know? Just want it to get in, you know? It's those things where now we have to win. And so I've adjusted my position a bit. Before I was laying on the floor. With one of my legs against the door frame. And I've got a towel on the floor and a body pillow, blah blah. So I've changed my position to I am sitting on the floor. You know how like the ladies are supposed to sit proper in those old Victorian times and stuff with their legs kind of splayed out beside them and their skirt covers them? It's so oh, fuck. It's like that, but I can use. Oh shit. I can use the floor to hold the toy in place so I don't have to try to like get it in with my arm. So shit. Clenching's not a good idea right now. Or maybe it is. It's kind of like I'm grinding onto it, onto the floor. You know, why not use. Why make it difficult? And I can rub my clit. And I can tell you that that knot is nowhere fucking close to getting in. Oh, fuck me. Oh, I don't want to be a quitter though. Anyway, I can kind of. I can't kind of. I am rocking my hips back and forth to grind down on it. And, if I rotate my hips a bit, I can feel it. You know, it's stretching me out. It's hitting different spots. Oh, right there is good. It's hitting different spots. Forgot about my clit. Like, I don't think that knot's happening. I'm gonna get mine and we can try again, huh? Maybe. Like a toy lineup or something. I work my way up to a challenge for you. Or just rocking my hips. What's it? Like, so it can hit the really deep front portion of my pussy. You know, like in the hentais where they shooting their fucking load in and it's like over the cervix, above the cervix. So I can just rock my hips and it feels great. All cards on the table. I'm not moving enough to really appreciate the ripples. Although there's no reason why I can't, besides being lazy. Everyone knows lazy bitches don't get fed, so the ripples are great. I'm rocking harder now. It's like if I were sitting on you. You're on the couch and I'm straddling you. And I can dig my hands into your shoulder. And you can flex your cock in me. Fuck off, whoever's texting me. A review portion of the recording. I find sometimes toys don't really work in this way, where if I put them on the ground, they're just the way their like their length doesn't always work to. I'm sorry if there isn't a lot of horrible noises this time. But I can tell you it's fucking great. This toy's working great for grinding on the floor. That's what I was trying to say. And all the ribs, like, it's not a very. I just moved it back a bit so I can lean on it in a slightly different angle. And, I was a little bit worried the knot might not happen. But I feel like we might have a fighting chance now. Hydration break. Shout out to people who drink water. I'm sweating really bad. The closet I'm in gets warm in the evenings. My dick feels good, so like, I'm putting in work. When I clench, I can get it to hit this really sweet aching spot in my pussy. And it, suppose it's basically rubbing on my cervix right now. That's what that feels like, to be honest. Like a body tremble. I'm just gonna have a drink. Come back to trying to focus on the experience and not necessarily come right away. Besides the first one. Like once the first one's out, it's a bit easier to focus, right? And I don't even have to move my hips that much. Like, this is a big boy. You could lick the sweat off of me. Take my hands into your shoulders or your chest and just fucking ride you. Harder and faster than this, but this feels really good. I can just try not to clench, because when I do, it aches in a really good way. And I know it's firm. And it's fucking my pussy up a little bit, because it hurts. But I really like that hurt. One thing I've really been discovering about myself is how much I enjoy the combination of pain and pleasure. And not just in a physical way. There's a certain psychological thing. I'm just gonna go a little faster, because why not? There's a psychological thing when you degrade a person and then build them back up. It's super fucking close to, like, gaslighting and, like, bullshit negging. Anyway, I really fucking loved being degraded and then being fucking built up really goddamn high. Being told I'm good, and feeling proud of me, and I'm a good girl, and that you'll keep me, and you'll take care of me, and you'll fucking make sure I'm taken care of in every single way, and I'm yours, baby. Let's fucking go. I think I'm just gonna commit to finishing myself now, and I'm going to stop talking, because I got dangerously close to giving a lecture, and I don't fucking do that shit here. I want to come and tell you how hot it would be if it was you and your cock and your hands, your fucking teeth. Hands. I said hands. I just like a firm touch, you know? I need a firm hand. Go. I feel so wet. Not feel so close to getting in, and I just honestly, grinding on it where the knot is stretching me a lot is almost more enjoyable than getting it in and seizing up on it. Cause it's a really good stretch, like. Circumference wise, it's probably just a little bit smaller than a lacrosse ball. So, short girl, small frame, magic pussy that stretches for fun and pleasure. To really deal with my clit. This is just a really beautiful, firm, stretchy feeling. I'm just trying to relax down, grind onto it, clench so I can get that fucking pain. And it hurts in the sweetest way. You know, I'm not actually always worried about what a guy's packing, cause I got enough dick for both of us, baby. We'll figure it out. But I love feeling full, is what I'll say. And, I'm fucking dripping. This is like, come back on the couch, straddling. It's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to come, I want to feel really good, and I want that to keep happening. And you know, if we're grinding on each other for an hour while the movie's playing in the background, and we slow down when we get close, and we edge each other and just take our time, really push ourselves a bit, and we're drenched in each other's sweat, and we really should have put a blanket on the couch, fucking idiots. Grind with me like that forever, and I don't want it to stop, which is probably bad for this whole recording thing because it's probably getting long. So I think I said I was gonna wrap it up like an hour ago. Oh fuck. I would give you know, I'm a critical girl. I don't want to give false impressions of what I think of the toys that I'm reviewing, because then it's not actually a review. It's a it's just me fucking coming on a piece of silicone. So I think I would give this one A minus minus. Like, we're sitting at like a high 80%, not on a curve, because we're not about bullshit. Like 15 popcorn buckets out of 5. Like, this bitch is gonna make me cum so much, and it feels really good, and it's really stretching me out, and it feels great. The one thing I would hold against it is the knots gonna be a challenge, but that's like a shared responsibility thing. It's not the knots' fault that my pussy's tighter than I thought it was. And it's not like he's bad, he's just, this is definitely one I would really like to tackle again in a slightly different kind of audio to really see how far we can fucking push it. And I'm sorry if you came here for a screaming orgasm, although we're gonna try here shortly. But babe, fucking pretending it's your cock and just grinding on it and letting it make me feel so good. That's what I really want to do to you, you know? I don't, like, making you cum's great, but I want to fucking enjoy you for hours. And if you cum, that's not gonna happen. So hopefully you feel like taking care of me and delivering. Anyway, let's get another drink of water. Cheers. I'm so fucking sweaty. I'm really happy I put a towel down. I probably am actually gonna have a real shower after this, because I'm fucking filthy. And a shower will feel really good. I can, I'm probably gonna be sore for the rest of the night if I'm honest, because this has been a intense experience regarding how I'm feeling stretched. And let me know if you want to hear more about that. I feel like me saying, "Oh my God, it feels so good and it hurts so good." It's only so good. Anyway, fucking wrap it up, bitch. Come already. Yes, sir. Of course. Oh, fuck. I really hope you can hear that. It kind of like just popped out of my pussy, and me. We're wet. We're wet. We're happy. And get. It's right there. I'm pushing it in as hard as I can. I literally can't push it any harder, and it's still not going. So fucking disgusting down there. Point do you think I give up? We're at fucking 40 minutes, guys, and I'm not gonna edit this down. If you're still here, thanks for sticking around. I'll probably put a tag for like sauce in the description for the people that just. The knot in, it would fucking send me over the edge. Fucking stretched out though. You know what? Minus a point for kind of being a fucking hard bitch to work with. I would really like it in. So we're gonna have to work on our relationship in that regard. I'm gonna switch over to a different deck that I will review in the next one, because it's also fucking gorgeous. And it's going to fit better anyway. I guess that's a preview for the next one, but we're horoscopes. Fucking good review. Yeah. everything's clenching and I don't want to make a lot of noise because everything's clenching. Just fucking playing with myself. I think I'm gonna end it there, cause this was only supposed to be like a 20 minute thing, and I got text messages to answer, and fuck yeah, I'm gonna stop being a bad girl, and I'm gonna go have a shower, and clean myself up, cause you fucking made me super filthy. Please let me know if you enjoyed this in the comments below. I've been receiving some DMs and stuff, but, in general, I'm not 100% sure how people feel about my shit, so if you want to let me know, I would. I'll keep making fucking ramble flap things, you know? Again, picture the toys in the description. Maybe I'll have a preview of the next one, because why not? Because that one was fucking great, and I might just make that. I'm gonna make that tomorrow, because I'm tired. Sorry I didn't come much, but it was really fucking great for me, so fuck off if you don't like it. Okay, love you. Have a great weekend. Bye.